This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. College is the accepted path to a good career. It's our national policy to encourage more young people to get degrees. But for the 10 million or so people who have graduated into the Great Recession and its aftermath, the path to a career has been a rocky one. As part of Marketplace's collaboration with the New York Times reporting on Work in America Today, Marketplace's Amy Scott has this story from our education desk.
Things have worked out pretty well for Kyle Whitaker. He lives in a new house on a quiet street outside Baltimore with his fiance and three very large dogs. And at 27, he's got a good job as a systems engineer with a U.S. defense contractor.
It took a little longer than I was expecting to, but, you know, if you ask me, am I happy with where I am given everything, I'm thrilled.
It took time because Whitaker graduated from George Washington University in D.C. in May of 2008 and walked smack into the worst recession since the 1930s. He studied applied mathematics and statistics, among the most lucrative majors out there. But after 6 months scouring job sites, he took the only job he could find, part-time at a Lord & Taylor department store. The pay barely covered his rent.
It definitely hits your self-esteem pretty hard after the first year or so when you realize I have a good degree and I consider myself relatively smart, but it's just not going anywhere.
Things got so bad that for months he ate nothing but cheap angel hair pasta. He thought he might have to move back in with one of his parents. When his girlfriend's old Lincoln Town Car broke down, they left it at a gas station to be sold for parts.
We could barely afford gas at that point, so there was no way to get a tow.
Whitaker is part of a generation of graduates who've had the bad luck to launch their careers in a dismal job market and slow recovery. In 2012, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, almost half of recent college graduates were working in jobs that typically don't require degrees. That compares to about a third of all college graduates. And now many of those new grads wonder if a degree was worth all the effort and expense. At Color Creations Salon in Richmond, Kentucky, Brittany Himes gets some practice washing and styling her sister's hair. This is what she's always wanted to do, and she thought about going to beauty school straight out of high school. But by the time she was a senior, the message had sunk in. A 4-year college degree was a must. And she would be the first in her family to go to college.
It was definitely presented by my teachers and guidance counselors to be something that you definitely had to do if you wanted to be successful in the job market.
So Himes went to Eastern Kentucky University while working full-time and eventually earned a business degree in 2009. After a year searching for an entry-level administrative job, it was back to plan A. She finished a cosmetology program last September. Now at 28, she's making $7.20 an hour as an apprentice stylist with $27,000 in student loans to pay off.
Here I am, and I'm starting at the bottom. I enjoyed college. I enjoyed learning. But in the end, it didn't really amount to much for me. Well, if anything at all.
It's not unusual for college graduates to struggle as they enter the labor market.
Richard Dietz is a senior economist with the New York Fed. He and colleague Jason Abel recently looked back more than two decades and found that it takes a while for brand new grads to settle into careers, no matter what the economy. What's changed in the last decade or so is that the jobs they're settling for are more likely to be low paid or low skill, like restaurant work or retail.
Things have gotten tougher for recent college graduates, there's no doubt.
Making matters even worse, crippling student loans. Natalie Bend graduated from Northern Illinois University in December 2007. She owed less than $15,000, pretty reasonable next to the national average of $20,000 at the time. But when she finally found a job at a domestic violence crisis center, she couldn't afford her payments. So she deferred her loans. The balance eventually doubled.
I would never want to be without work again, just because the thought of my student loans not being paid again or something and ballooning back up to what they were is terrifying.
Bend has a better job now at a financial services firm, but her dream of going to law school, it's on hold for maybe a decade. Recession graduates have put off a lot: marriage, kids, living on their own. It hurts them, it hurts the economy, and it's hard to catch up.
Where you start affects where you end up.
Anthony Carnevale directs the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University. He says recent grads could pay a long-term penalty in lost wages and opportunities by starting out lower on the career ladder.
Where you start essentially leads to the second job, and the second job leads to the third job. So you want to start out in the most advanced position you can find.
But even in a bad market, college still pays. At its worst, unemployment for recent grads was less than half of what it was for young workers without degrees. Carnevale says college graduates generally can expect to earn almost 85% more during their lifetimes than people who just finished high school.
They're not doing as well as they might have done when the economy was in full growth mode, but they do a lot better than anybody else.
6 years after he graduated, Kyle Whitaker would agree. After several promotions, he's earning enough to manage his student loans and put away some money for retirement. He can even look back on that retail job at Lord & Taylor and find some good in it. When he went in for the interview with the defense contractor, where he works now, he made an impression.
I got in there and I had my nice suit on. I had a pocket square and everything.
He'd bought it with his employee discount. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.